From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Melanie Lekachevic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. A petition signed by 254 Coeymans residents asking the Clean Air Law amendments be put to a public vote has been rejected. The permission, submitted on December 22nd, asked that a permissive referendum be held, giving voters the chance to have a say on the amendments to the law that were adopted unanimously by the town in November. The Clean Air Law, adopted in 2019 under the previous administration, limited the amount of waste that can be burned in the town to 25 tons per day. It tasked the town code enforcement office with monitoring air emissions. Current town officials argue the town did not have the equipment or the expertise to monitor air emissions. There were also concerns that a legal challenge in Maryland to a similar law in Baltimore could lead to costly court challenges to the Coeymans law. The LaFarge cement plant, which has a permit to burn tires to generate tire-derived fuel, promised to take legal action to pursue all options to protect its permit. Christine Primamo, an opponent of the amendment, said, and I quote, "People do not want dangerous toxins from the incineration of solid waste of any kind, tires, tire-derived fuel, AFFF, or anything other than coal or other fossil fuels burned in cement kilns as an alternative to increase profits for multinational businesses and others who will benefit from this substitution." The petition drew broad support across the political spectrum, with 51% of those who signed it registered Republicans, conservatives, independents, or voters unaffiliated with a political party, Primamo said. The petition was rejected by Town Clerk Cindy Rosie after she determined it to be invalid. Rosie said, and I quote, "As the decision of whether or not a petition is valid rests solely on the town clerk, our town attorney, James Peluso, and I discussed the petition at length and consulted town law in order to determine the validity of it." She said it was found to be invalid because the local law to amend the Clean Air Law was not subject to permissive referendum. The town board will not consider the petition. Town Supervisor George McHugh confirmed the town board will not consider the petition. Primamo said, and I quote, "We want to let the board know that the residents of Coeymans would like the opportunity to vote on these amendments. The board has the power to submit this question to the voters, but it has decided not to do it," end quote. Read the full story in the Ravenna News Herald. Noah Zweifel is reporting for the Altamont Enterprise. The Burn Town Board January 14th reappointed Chance Townsend as the town code enforcement officer for one more year. The appointment was approved 3-1 on a motion by Deputy Supervisor Dennis Palo. The position remained unfilled after the January 6 reorganizational meeting because the motion to put forward at that time lacked the votes needed to approve the appointment. Late last year, it was reported that Townsend was uncertified because he failed to complete any of the required annual in-service training for nearly 2 years. The board did not acknowledge its error in appointing Townsend illegally, but announced in December that it would advertise to fill the position along with that of the town's dog catcher based on resident feedback. Ultimately, both of the 2020 appointments were reappointed. Townsend's certification was reinstated on December 17, according to the Department of State. Two other candidates for the code enforcement position included Timothy Lippert, a Burn resident who formerly served as the town's building inspector, and Kevin Flinstead of Westerlo, who serves as chief of the Westerlo Volunteer Fire Company. Prior to his January 1st, 2020 appointment, Townsend served as code enforcement officer for 13 months before he resigned in early 2019 due to frustrations with the board's then Democratic majority. Under the current GOP majority board, Townsend will receive a 24% raise this year. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Porcupine Soup is reporting the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation now has applications available for its Cooperative Day-Old Pheasant Chick program. The program allows people to participate in raising and releasing pheasants in advance of the fall hunt. The program is provided through DEC's partnership with Hunters, 4-H youth, and interested landowners. DEC Commissioner Basil Sagel said in a statement, and I quote, "The Day-Old Pheasant Chick program is a great way to learn about animal husbandry and wildlife management," end quote. The program began in the early 1900s. At that time, the State Conservation Department distributed pheasant eggs and chicks to farmers and rural youth, a tradition that continues to this day. In 2020, DEC distributed more than 31,500 day-old pheasant chicks at no cost to qualified applicants able to provide a brooding facility, covered outdoor rearing pens, and an adequate release site. Chicks obtained through the DEC program cannot be released on private shooting preserves, and all release sites must be approved in advance by the department. Applications must be filed with the DEC Regional Wildlife Manager by March 25th. For more information, call 607-273-2769. And you can read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.